It's Friday, May 22nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. New data from Service Leadership on the current market, how bad it might get, and recommendations on how to plan for what's coming, and a new record internet speed. This is the Business of Tech. Yesterday, in a webinar hosted by Channel EDE, Paul Dipple of Service Leadership presented updated data and thinking on the state of the market. The new facts draw upon experience from previous recessions, including those of 2008 and 2001. In the typical recession, VARs see their product revenues drop about 45%, and MSPs see their monthly recurring revenue, or MRR, drop 20%, Service Leadership estimates. MRR-based solution providers usually see revenue declines of about 30% in the first 2 to 3 quarters of past recessions. Also revealed, roughly 25% of IT solution providers ran break-even or money-losing businesses as of Q4 2019, notably before the pandemic changed the economy. Service Leadership also unveiled its financial early warning score, which leverages profitability numbers compared with revenues to create a ratio. That measures the likely degree of short-term financial safety should revenue and gross margin drop in the coming weeks or months. The danger for many could be as close as weeks away. From the field, 14.8% of MSPs are reporting they will experience 1 or more months of negative bottom line, and 11.1% are reporting 1 or more negative quarters. These are budgeted plans, and notably, Service Leadership believes these are too optimistic. Additionally, Service Leadership presented again their modeling of what would happen if a recession were to start in 2020 from their Rapid Recovery Guide, which shows revenue recovery for MSPs not returning to 2019 levels until 2024. In surveys of solution providers, top moves that providers were taking as of early May 2020 were reducing travel, reducing hours, eliminating planned hires, and not backfilling attrition, as well as eliminating pay increases. Service Leadership has specific guidance. 1. Reforecast your business for each month through the end of 2020. 2. Include a best case, mid case, and worst case in that forecast. And 3. Then develop a financial plan that ensures you can remain profitable in each scenario. Why do we care? Spending today's episode on this because it's the details I think are most important. I've been preaching about planning for the long term, and that aligns with this planning exercise, and these numbers align and back up the why of that recommendation. With a quarter of providers already at risk before tough times, action is absolutely required by each and every provider to prepare. In my editorial, All That Matters is What the Customer Thinks, I advise going a second level with your customers. If you are reforecasting your business using Service Leadership's guidance, you can get a better sense of the impact of the current stage on your customers by understanding their customers. That will be the exercise you do in order to more accurately do that projection. And that is my contribution to that list before doing those new projections. These are also great numbers for doing the projections. MRR declines of 30%. Have you looked at what your business looks like with that impact? This all also aligns with the guidance from Forrester, as discussed on this show and recently in the SMB Online Conference this past week. A total drop of 17.7% on tech channel revenue, and that same 25%. This time is the group of providers who will encounter unrecoverable financial distress. Rather than view this as a downer, view this as the knowledge required to do your planning and ensure your business survives, which is the first goal, and then ensuring profitability, which is the second. Those that plan and survive will come out stronger, lean and mean, and battle-worn. Let's end with some quick good news. Researchers in Australia claim to have recorded the fastest ever internet speed, at 44.2 terabits per second. This is achieved by using a device that replaces 80 or so lasers from existing telecom hardware with a single microcomb. Why do we care? Ever forward. That's an incredible amount of bandwidth, and certainly shows the future of what's possible. Something good to take us into this long weekend. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. This is the kind of content I love putting out, so please, if you enjoyed this and found value, share it with a colleague. Send this around, put it out on your Facebook or Twitter or YouTube account, and let others know that you're listening to The Business of Tech. It's a long weekend here in the US. I'll be off on Monday. Talk to you all again on Tuesday.